my name is April Fleming. I'm sitting here with three of the Lolas. I don't know how you refer to yourself, ladies of Lawrence artists. If we could go around real quick and do intros and kind of what medium you work in. You can start with.
My name is Leslie Kaluba. I do primarily printmaking, but all sorts of things, pretty much anything that holds still long enough, I like to print on. And I also do a little painting, and I guess that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your most famous item sells at Lola.
The flying off the shelves, the Lawrence fucking Kansas shirts. They'll be at Lola.
For ladies, gents, and babies.
All sizes.
My name is Kylie Greeter. I do early jewelry and I make nature-based jewelry.
My name is Tracy Ferran. I'm the owner of Little Bluestem Baby. I make one-of-a-kind and limited edition baby blankets and outfits for infants and newborns.
Well, so what sort of, for the uninitiated, is Lola?
Lola is the ladies of Lawrence artwork. And how it started was I wanted to launch my jewelry, early jewelry, to the community somehow. And so I talked with a few of my super creative girlfriends, Kendra Herring, Kristen Farrell, and Tina Bell. And so we just kind of formed this group with the idea that we could sell some artwork, our jewelry, clothing, other things that we had that we could market that were a little bit cheaper than fine art prices and have it downtown somewhere. And open it up to the community for a one-night show and hopefully make some cash money to walk away with. So it just kind of started like that, just wanting to put on a show. And it just grew to people asking to be involved with the show. And yeah, it's just a way for women to...
Oh my god, I can't so,
the toilet flush.
Sorry, I had to take a break.
Yeah.
And without waiting for some store to pick it up or, you know, begging boutiques, so it's just a totally...
It's a great way.
Self-control thing.
It's totally controlled by us.
And it's a great way for people in the community to buy directly from the makers with no middle person. And we're all at every show, and so anybody in the community can meet the artist directly, have a conversation, and it's a nice showcase. For the most part, we have a group of people doing non-competing things. So, you know, we have a printmaker, we have a jewelry maker, I do baby stuff. We have people who knit and make headbands and purses and cards, and it kind of runs the gamut. But for the most part, it's not too heavy on any one kind of item. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of variety always, is what one thing I think that we strive for.
Trying to steer away from like big A art or like little C crafts, what do you think are the difference, like, or differences between big A art maybe or little A art and crafts in what you're trying to do? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think my product line is driven by a big A art, but everything is handmade by me in my Lawrence studio. And, you know, I can't compete with the prices of China, but my stuff remains affordable and unique. And, you know, people around town seem to love it. So. Mm-hmm.
And there's always the, like, there's also the high art, there's also the craft versus art, and I think it's mainly just a way for us to make pieces and sell them to the community and make money off of it. So, like,
somewhere in the middle there, where you can.
And why not just show everything? And I don't know. To me, I liked having like Leslie Kaluva's prints and Kendra Herring's small art and Kristen Farrell's small art and Molly Murphy's, and like, that's beautiful stuff. And it's I think it's, you know,
art with an A.
Art with an A.
Capital A, yeah.
But it's also manageable for our Lola show. But
yeah, I think like the term crafts connotes like popsicle sticks and like
it has a bad rap.
Hobby Lobby and stuff like that. But this is, you know, clearly, yeah, like yarn and stuff. I mean, this is clearly not that, but it's also, it seems like it's really accessible. And do you think that art, you know, big or little, should be more accessible to people in Lawrence or anywhere else?
I think definitely. That's the whole reason I think I ever got into printmaking, was because I can make my art and then there's not just one of it. There's like numerous, so they can be affordable and accessible and able to spread around, and I don't have to cry every time I part with something, you know, and try to decide if the person is good enough to sell it to and stuff like that. It's like a good, it's a comfortable place, it's a comfortable avenue to sell your stuff, because it's not really judged. It's really open to whatever you've been working on, even if it's, you know, the week before you were up half the night, every night, working on some weird thing you never planned on, but it's inviting, I think. I feel like the structure of Lola is sort of loose and fluid. Like Leslie said, we don't have like a juried committee. There are no fees associated. There's no curator. We find venues in town that allow us to have the venue for free, which is great.
Which is so nice.
It's very, very nice.
The businesses are so helpful.
Really generous and supportive. Our May 3rd Lola that's just coming up in a few days is at Pachamama's. And this is the second one that we've had there. And I think Lawrence is great for opening up different kinds of venues and kind of taking risks and seeing the positive outcome of doing that. But I would say that Lola is more accessible to every person. Not every person is looking for fine art all the time. And Lola has unique handmade things.
Or that are same as not every person is looking for whatever they're selling at the Gap.
Yeah, totally.
Well, fine art is also really cost prohibitive too. So having something that is really community based, that's kind of what I like about it.
Yeah, and considering nobody, pretty much no one we know, can afford to have a permanent space anywhere downtown. No one I know can afford the rent, so it's like nice to kind of moonlight somewhere.
Well, how do people get involved? Like, if there were someone, you know, creating something different that, you know, isn't being shown currently through Lola, how would someone get involved, hypothetically?
Well, I think somebody could email us through MySpace. It would be myspace.com/ladiesoflawrence. But for the most part, the group that we have now, we kind of are all friends. It's sort of more of a collaboration of a group of friends. Mm-hmm.
And it's also, it's hard. I get approached a lot about being in Lola shows, and it's completely the space that, like, I wish everybody could be in it. But when I, you know, when we were doing large shows, it was, it's just hard to organize so many people when we don't have a curator and we don't have a committee of people, like, overseeing us. It's like us, the artists, organizing and promoting and Mm-hmm. And so having this core group of people that we know we can rely on is really awesome. And then
important.
Just important, yeah, it's very important.
Seems like there should be like 5 other organizations that do the same thing every year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. a bunch of other Lolas going on, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. wouldn't have to be.
And I've definitely offered up the name as Lola to other individuals and said, if you want to organize one, that's totally great, because it would be a group of women, or, you know, I'm not opposed to men or other, I mean, it's just people that are, we just kind of, my friend Val, Valerie Taylor, came up with the name Lola, and it just stuck, and it's just a really easy term for people to remember, but,
You're not copywriting it or anything.
Yeah. No, but we have offered other people to do it, but nobody's ever taken us up on running with it and putting on their own shows.
Well, this is kind of an aside, but kind of a personal observation. I think in part because of what you guys have done over the last few years, it seems like there's like a viable, noticeable presence of female women artists in this town. And there don't seem to be, you know, other than what we've sort of touched on earlier, any real big barriers, anything towards creating your own art and getting it out there and more. But for some reason, in fields like music, there are so few girls, women playing music, mm-hmm. and you know, in other creative fields, I don't really notice that. And I was wondering if you guys had any.
My boyfriend made a funny comment, and he's in a bunch of bands, Dustin Kinsey's and like White Whale and the New Amsterdams. And he was like, you know, it seems like this generation, like when we started doing Lola, like, you know, some people made stuff, but you know, this whole in the Renegade Craft Fair and Craftacular and all these things are like really popular now for DIY businesses. And so he's like, every young boy is in a band and every young girl has her own DIY company. Because I have so many people that email me and ask me questions. I have people like, you know, across the country and here in Lawrence that are always asking me like, you know, I have this idea for a business, and I'm like, just do it. That's mm-hmm. what we did. That's why we started Lola, was to just get it out there. And there's a lot of venues now to be able to do that around the country.
I wonder why that is. Like, why boys wear blue and girls wear pink, and I don't know. That's interesting.
But there are girls.
I don't think we were taught to run around and bang on pots and pans the way our brothers were, you know. So they're good at making noise.
But Leslie was in a band.
Yeah, I played piano, and that's kind of you have to find the right band that wants a piano player.
What keeps you in Lawrence?
I started my business in Los Angeles, but I'm a Kansas native, and Lawrence is such an easy place to live that it affords you the luxury to do things that I think would be maybe in a more hobby way if you were living somewhere else. So I like the ease of Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that keeps me here, and an awesome network of friends.
I just like it here.
Yeah, I know.
I've really only lived in 2 cities in my whole life, but it just sounds like a good idea to move somewhere else, and then I go there, and I just, doesn't really feel like home. Even the douchebags here aren't as big douchebags as anywhere else. I know it's the same people everywhere, but it doesn't feel like, kind of feels like we still have control of this place.
Yeah, I know exactly.
And you go somewhere else and it's like somebody else is in control, and it just feels strange.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is from Wichita, and he has lived here for about 6 months, and he, like, once a week, he's like,
can't believe how nice the lady at the water department was. Can't believe how nice the guy at the bank was. Can't believe that that guy smiled at him. It's like constantly, and I just never even thought about it because I've lived here for so long, but it's true. I go to see my parents in Overland Park, and as soon as I pull off, as soon as I exit the highway, I immediately like clench up, and like I don't like the traffic, and I just like immediately get in a bad mood. I get like uncomfortable because everybody's in a rush and everybody's got a giant car and everybody's cutting you off, and it's just, it's only like 30 miles from here. Mm-hmm. It's different, feels different.
I love the proximity of Kansas City though.
Yeah.
I like being able to go there and leave. That's how I always felt when I lived in Long Beach, that I could go to Los Angeles and then I could leave. I like an easier time.
So the show is Saturday, May 3rd at Concha Mama's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you guys for coming out and meeting with me.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and we'll see you at the show.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.